This is a video about how to get ahead of 99.99% of men in 2026. Why the extra 99 at the end? One of the most common tropes in the personal development space, really kicked off by Dan Coe in like 2024, is the idea of getting ahead of 99% of people, that is to say, to be in the top 1% of people. And in the men's lifestyle space, one of the most common statements that people make is that only 1 in 25,000 guys have abs, or only like 2 or 3% of men consistently go to the gym, have a nutrition plan, track their lifts, do all this stuff. What I have now come to realize is that there's really nothing special about being in the top 20%. Not anymore. Because, you know, you don't really want to compare yourself to the average person's results or even the above average person's results. Because all of the best gifts, blessings, boons in life come to the people at the pinnacle of the thing. Take body fat as an example. To be like 15% body fat or 12 or 13% body fat, that's the kind of physique that'll give you a pat on the back. Like, like a nice work, you're not overweight. It'll give that kind of effect to people. So if you have any domain in life that you are of, you know, a decent capacity at, it'll be enough for you to be like, huh, a nice pat on the back. To really stop people in their tracks or to turn some endeavor into a business or to get genuine results, you need to get as close as possible to rising to the cream of the crop. So you should no longer applaud yourself for taking things to even a good level. And that's a tough pill to swallow for many guys because there's some ego attached to saying that, you know, hey, I'm of this capacity, this is good enough. At least I'm not that guy. You know, at least I'm not the guy making $40,000 a year at a much more dead-end job. At least I'm making 67, 80, 80. Or even 100 grand a year. But instead, one should reset frame and consider the top 10% the new top 100%. And your goal is to be the pinnacle out of the top 10%. Just reset your baseline so that the bottom 90% of people or the bottom 90% of your competition doesn't even exist anymore. It sounds kind of toxic to say it like that, but it makes your experience of life so much better. Because the standards you set will take you so much further when you get yourself to the cream of the crop. Just set your standard against the cream of the crop and treat that as baseline. It gets you to a much better place. So in regards to that, what are some simple things you can do to bring yourself towards that 0.99 mindset? And especially to make 2026 the best year ever. Well, the first idea is this: understand that you will not need to do anything different. Nothing different. In fact, the ideas that I'm saying in the rest of this video do not call for anything you have not already heard before. And if they were, then it would be kind of like a hack. It would be a gimmick. Success is the doubling down on the fundamentals to absolute excellence. In fact, it's taking the best of what you already know and delivering it to absolute excellence. Alex Ramosi, in a recent video, he said something very, very profound. He said, "Let's do nothing new." Can you have the courage to do that? To do nothing new? Understand that the best results of your life will come when you actually don't try to learn anything new. At least in terms of strategy or tactic. Don't try to, you know, uncover some new way of doing things. The fundamentals of life, both energetically and in terms of execution, that is what gets you all the results. When it comes to feature filmmaking, there's really nothing new that I could do at this point in time compared to everything I could do. It's just I could learn to do things at a deeper level and more consistently. For instance, even after 7 years of being a content creator, I never set up a rig where the camera is attached outside of a car shooting in through the window in a profile shot. In feature films, this is actually a very common tactic. Solidifying shoots like that, just doubling down on the fundamentals, learning lighting just a little bit better, that is what's going to get me results. But not necessarily going to the mountains in Bali and sending a drone shot. That is actually not what is going to necessarily get me a result. It's the doubling down on the fundamentals, knowing that there's not anything new under the sun, but you have to execute things at a much higher level. When it comes to your workout program, it's not that you necessarily need a new training split. You don't, it sounds so funny, but you don't need a new training split. What you need is to keep adding 2.5 pounds on your incline bench press every week, tracking that lift and coming back the next week. Any season of my life in which I've made progress when it comes to muscle building or something like that, I just kept adding 2.5 pounds. And then when I fell off, like maybe I fell off, usually there was some endurance race that came up, but maybe something else happened in my life that made the lifestyle of going to the gym more difficult. Well, that is the only reason I have ever backslid, is because I let an endurance race get in the way, or I let life get in the way to prevent me to adding those 2.5 pounds additionally the next week. You think of something like energetic practices, like NOFAP, semen retention. How do I get my mind right? How do I make my mindset strong? How do I track the best results of my life again? You know, if you're a believer, if you're a practitioner, let me ask you, what is your streak on right now? What's your streak on? How many minutes of meditation did you do this morning? It's the simple stuff. It's the simple stuff done over a long period of time that gets you results. So to get to the 0.99%, to get to the very, very pinnacle, to the cream of the crop, even out of the top 10%, it's just doing those fundamentals better than anyone else. If you can get your mind around that, then you will have the best year of your life. If you can get your mind around the importance of fundamental execution, that is all you need to know. Now, in regards to that, let me push this video a few notches forward and give you some other things to think about on how you can execute those fundamentals even better. So principle number two is gym clothes, gym style. I have to give a shout out to my friend Keith Carpenter, both for this video title and this first principle, gym style. Your gym style has an effect on your performance. I would know this better than anyone else because so often I have just stumbled into the gym. It's like I get it done in the midst of something else. And half the time I'm still wearing street clothes when I'm getting that morning's lift done. And that is totally fine. Nothing wrong with that. But the seasons of my life where I made the most progress with fitness, I was working with my trainer, Austin. I actually would show up to the gym with the fit completely on point. That simple tweak, dress as well as you possibly can in the gym and watch how it improves performance. Dress well and track your lifts. I use this app called Strong. Back when I had a trainer, I would work alongside him on Trainer Rise. You know what you're doing that day. You know what the session is. You even know what your pre-workout fuel is, if that's something that's going to matter in that season of your life. But get the gym fit on point. In the wintertime, especially if I feel like it's a season of bulking, I actually like to wear short sleeve sleeves that actually cover up the arms. When I'm lean, I carry no body fat on my shoulders, really. A lot of guys don't. So the shoulders are often popping. But during a season of bulking, I actually like to cover it up a little bit more and then wear sweatpants. I wear really nice sweatpants. Mine is Todd Snyder, ex-champion, are the sweats that I like to wear in wintertime. And then my main fit, both with tanks and short sleeves, all year long is from ASRV. I feel like for Indian guys especially, that Asian influence that is a part of that brand looks really good on all of us. So it's something that I would recommend to you. You could also wear something like a chain if you want to elevate your gym swag more. It just creates a vibe. It creates an aura and atmosphere of success. The gym is honestly where the most attractive people are. And both with like business connections, networking, dating opportunities, you'll find a lot of the best results of your life coming from the gym. So it's best to show up to these spaces looking as sharp as possible. When I was on Keith's channel, someone made a comment on this principle, like how superficial, how vain, I'm unsubscribing from this channel. But honestly, what he said in that video is completely true. Why would you not show up to the most important spaces in your life looking as good as possible? Spend some money on this and it's a hack. It's a hack for getting the best results of your life. Principle number two, sleep score of 91 every day. I talk about sleep score in many, many of my videos. You know, across the board, if I were to ask anyone on any given day, any person watching this, how good was your sleep last night? What time did you go to sleep? What time did you get up? What was it enough? Was it all enough? And you'll probably find that in some way you were lacking. You were staring at your phone too late at night. The first discipline, honestly, to take yourself seriously as a man is to nail your sleep. There's nothing more childish than being on YouTube Shorts or on Instagram Reels or on TikTok, God forbid. There's nothing more childish than that. You might as well stay off these things. Do what an A player would do at night. He would just unwind, reflect on his goals, journal if he has to, and then go to sleep. So do it like that. Unwind, go to sleep. That's it. Get a sleep score of 91. That's the number to aim for. You'll recall in the first principle of this video, I said that there's nothing new under the sun. Can we have the courage to not have any new strategies? Well, if that's the case, if that's the parameter that we're gonna set, then what we want is to nail the sleep, because then the sleep is the foundation to all that. Idea number four, 1 hour in the sun. 1 hour in the sun every day. This is especially important in the wintertime. Even on a cloudy day, you have to try to get out. And I even sometimes find myself staring at the sky. You stare at the sky and you look, because you're absorbing all of those photons. You're absorbing all of that light energy and it's making you strong. It's making you succinct. It's getting you to a vibe. It's getting you to a place where your circadian rhythm is sharp. So that's something you want to do. It's something you want to prioritize. Spend 1 hour in the sun every day. Find the time to do it. And you'll find yourself sleeping better at night, having better mood, having better energy, and being aligned, honestly, with God and the divine. Idea number five, 4 or 5 pieces of outreach every week. Honestly, I think it might just be 5. This is actually very little, very few pieces of outreach. A coaching client of mine recently, we were working on improving his business backend. So I demonstrated him the skill of reaching out to a sponsor. And this is what that looked like. So I reached out to Porsche for a potential brand deal. And what I found ultimately is that Porsche opened up my email 10 or 11 times. Now, if I were to hammer that area of my life, the video agency work side of things, relentlessly, then what I would find is that eventually I would get the biggest brand deals of my life. My honest opinion is that I'm going to do 5 pieces of outreach every week for the entirety of 2026. This will amount to something like 250 pieces of outreach. It's honestly not that much, but I found it's not so much the volume. When it comes to outreach, it is the intent. It is like the offering that you make. In Hinduism, you know, when I go to Gita Ashram or the Hindu Temple Society of Minnesota, there's a part in every prayer service where you do an offering. Someone's pouring like jal, this water, this holy water, and you pour it into some sort of deity, some murti is what they call it. And an outreach, a piece of outreach, should be like the pouring into that deity. It should be like, okay, little more right there. What you want to do is that prioritize the goals in your life and have an outreach strategy around all of them. You know, I have multiple prongs when it comes to running my business. I have my YouTube coaching clients. So there's outreach in regard to that. I set up calls. I talk to people. I see if they want to work with me. I also have outreach in when it comes to regards to feature filmmaking. That also counts as outreach. I'm reaching out to actors. I'm reaching out to set pieces. I'm reaching out to location and crew. There is an energetic involvement in that. I have outreach when it comes to Salesforce, like Salesforce position, Salesforce job, opportunities as a technologist. Recently, I connected with a friend of mine, Siddharth. That was an outreach. That was a networking thing when it comes to, you know, that prong of my company. Whatever goal it is in your life. This can even be in regards to dating. Really, any form of outreach online, that's like an Instagram DM or any kind of connection, that it is technically a form of outreach. So if you have a priority around business, social media, success of any kind, some influencer you want to connect with, you know, any influencer you want to connect with is just the perfect piece of outreach away. One YouTuber that I really admire, Sam Newton. I mean, he managed to connect with my favorite Instagrammer of all time, Aaron Brimhall, and do a piece with him with a brand called Vincero. Why? Sam is obviously very, very talented, but a part of his success just comes from correct outreach. He connected with Peter McKinnon. He connected with Aaron Brimhall. He connected with people in these spaces, and that is how he got a result. Recently, I connected with this guy, Samuel Sackle, who I think is one of the coolest influencers in the Instagram space. He's got the physique I want. He's got the success with Iron Man that I want. And he's someone I connected with recently just as an outpouring of outreach. So outreach is another way that you can get to 0.99%. To be a 99.999% of my guy. The last thing I'll say here is study 5 hours per week. 5 hours per week over the course of a year is 250 hours of study. 250 hours of study will get you like a quarter to a halfway towards any substantial result. I need to become a fantastic editor to the degree that my videographer Thomas was from 2020 to 2022. Thomas was honestly the pinnacle of the people that I worked with. And a big part of what he brought to the table was his enormous skill in editing. So 2026 is a year where I learn filmmaking, lighting, all of these matters in regards to a very, very deep level. It's something that I want to get really great at. Whatever skill that you want to get profoundly good at, get 5 hours per week on the table for. Learn that thing for 5 hours a week. And you will find that over the course of a year, you get so freaking organized with that endeavor. It's how you get to be the cream of the crop. It's how you get to the pinnacle. And while these atmospheres, while these qualities that I'm describing, they're so simple, they're gonna get you to the result you want. If you're new here, my name is Nikhil. This channel features one video per week that are inspiring the creative entrepreneur like this one. If that resonates with you at all, I would invite you to subscribe. But with that being said, for those of us who are willing to take the basics all the way down the line, to us, I say greatness is coming. We'll catch you in the next one.